want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
Call your cable company and say I want my MTV.
Hello, everybody. Hope this finds you, and I hope this finds you well. Yes, they want their MTV. August 1st, 1981, MTV debuted. What was MTV? The premise was simple. MTV, music television. They're going to show music videos 24/7, which went on for a long time. And it was great. It brought a sense of artistry to music past just the music itself. I think in many ways it helped some songs that wouldn't be as good. Look at Take On Me. Love that song. I've never heard anyone say they do not like that song. But if you never saw the video, would you like it as much? It's hard for me to say because I remember I hear that song, I picture the video. Still love the song. Love it. If it's playing on the radio, I'm going to listen to it. Love it to death. But, you know, it really showed what videos do to help, you know, a song. You don't see that anymore on MTV. It just doesn't happen because, like everything else, many things have to change. So MTV now shows, you know, 16-year-old-esque Jace, you know, shows, you know, that, again, are not my demographic, or, you know, episodes of The Real World that are, again, nowhere near what I was used to growing up of The Real World. But it shows that, you know, as things happen, things evolve, things change, you must adapt with the times, good things or bad things. This episode, me and Jeff sit down, Jeff and I, Jeff and I, that's the proper grammatical term, we sit and discuss a few of the networks, mostly, well, we stick pretty much with cable-esque shows, or cable-esque networks, and, you know, discuss where they're at, what they're, you know, getting into. So, sit back, enjoy, and I'll see you on the flip side. So, the funny part about networks is that they find a certain little niche. Yeah. Is that, you know, when sci-fi first came up, the whole niche was science fiction shows.
Right.
And then they just kind of swayed away from that.
Yes.
They went with a whole, they changed their logo.
Yeah.
It was a logo too, because was their logo?
Their logo was, you know, sci-fi, and it was kind of like a little, almost like Saturn ring, I think. Yeah. Just a single ring sort of thing. And when changing the spelling of sci-fi to sci-fi or whatever, they changed all that, too.
It really felt like they gave up on sticking with the sci-fi and tried to expand it to just a geek audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really think when they brought in wrestling, really showed that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it did not succeed for them.
No.
And I believe some point this year, wrestling moves away from sci-fi and moves to USA, which is where it's basically it's been.
Well, that makes sense because they have the head of programming or the head of the network had said that, finally admitted that their name change and everything was a bad idea, and they're really trying to put their focus back on science fiction.
So, with that being said, how good of a job have they done so far?
Well, so far, I mean, it wasn't an immediate change, but their first attempts, like bringing back their block of shows on Fridays, which was usually their strong original show night anyways, because that's when Farscape, I think, originally aired.
I believe so.
And Stargate used to air on Fridays, so that was always their original programming strong point. And with their new batch of Friday shows, I mean, with Defiance coming back for, what, season 3?
No.
And then Dark Matter and Killjoys. I think they've done, I mean, it wasn't a super strong, but it was definitely a good step in the right direction. Because Killjoys and Dark Matter, I mean, Dark Matter got off to a little bit of a weak start.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
Yeah. I'm Because they've done, what, 8 episodes, I think?
I think so.
And I think I've watched 5.
Okay.
So, still, you know.
And it gets better. It wasn't a horrible start.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, oh my God, this is great. You know, like Farscape was. Like, from episode 1, you were like, man, this is a good show.
You know, the funny part was, it feels like I remember, if I'm trying to remember when Farscape came out, there wasn't a whole lot of sci-fi
right
out there, you know, and they you know, for people that liked, you know, Star Trek or Star Wars, they needed something.
Yeah.
That I thought filled a pretty good void.
It did, and it did it well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just filling a void. It was good television.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dark Matter, like I said, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't super strong. Killjoys, I liked better.
Yeah.
Still not super strong, but they're, you know, bringing more. I think their next round is in December when with new stuff. Oh, no, because I think some of the returning stuff between now and then is some of their import stuff. Like Continuum's last season comes back between now and December. And that's just a Canadian import.
Oh, okay.
Like Lost Girl was. Mm. And Lost Girl still has its, I don't know if it's its last season or it's the last half of its last season. But those are, even though they call them sci-fi originals, they're just imports from Canadian television. Yeah,
which I don't know how they can justify saying they're original.
It's like, you didn't do them. That's not original. It's... That's not what original means.
Yeah.
It's like Fezzik in Princess Bride with inconceivable. And you keep saying that word. I don't think it means what you think it means. Sometimes I think that about sci-fi original
programming.
Yeah.
Now, if you're sci-fi and you embrace the fact that the name change was bad,
yeah,
which meant the logo change obviously was bad,
yeah,
why not go back to the original logo?
I don't know. Or at least update it. Change your spelling back to sci-fi.
Yeah.
I mean, you can update your logo. It doesn't have to be the exact same. That's fine. People update their logos all the time. Yeah. That's fine. I think that would be... I think they don't want to do it immediately. I hope that maybe in the next year or so they might go back. I think in a way they want to just see, like, okay, well, if we start redirecting,
see if this programming sticking.
Yeah, if it does what we hope.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've got The Expanse is one of the new ones coming out, which looks interesting. I'm still not sure what it's about. I've seen like a minute long promo and I'm still not entirely sure what it's about. I think it's a big colony ship thing, but I'm not sure. And then they've got that Childhood's End miniseries, which I'm really looking forward to.
What's that supposed to be about?
Well, it's based on an Arthur C. Clarke novel, and it's sort of the inspiration for V in a way.
Okay.
You know how these benevolent aliens show up and look like us and everything's good and great. That's basically what Childhood's End is. So, I mean, it really V ripped off Childhood's End.
Oh, okay.
But they're doing a miniseries. It's just a 3-night miniseries. I'm assuming 2 hours each. And I'm really looking forward to it. I hope they do a good job. Charles Dance, a big Game of Thrones, most people know him from. But since you don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm trying to think of what else Charles Dance. You'd recognize him if you saw him.
Okay.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy. But he's one of the, I think he's one of the aliens.
Oh, okay.
And he's a really good actor. And I'm really hopeful for that.
Yeah.
Sci-fi, the way I've always looked at sci-fi, like, their original pictures are just bad.
But they...
They know
it. But they know it, and they've played to that fact.
Yeah, they do.
They know. It's like, we're going to make really ridiculously crap movies.
Yep.
Just so y'all can make fun of, but we know you're going to watch, so you can make fun of them.
And that's, they've been doing that, you know, for years now.
They got freakishly lucky with Sharknado.
Oh, the first
one. I mean, they, like you said, they've been doing that crap for years.
Yeah.
okay, you saw, you, I mean, I have not seen either any of the Sharknado movies because I just knew I didn't want to waste my time. Yeah. But you've seen them, right?
Yes.
Why did Sharknado hit this freakish cult-like chord with people?
I really don't know. Because I just watched them because they are bad.
Yeah.
And they're really bad. Like,
well, I remember you would come in, you'd come into work, and you'd talk about this shitty movie Sci-Fi did just because it was so bad.
Yeah. And each one gets worse and more ridiculous. And like, and not, you know, like some things just stumble across, they're bad, and they end up being good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, like the first Evil Dead, really, that's really the first Evil Dead movies like that. It really was a bad movie, but in such a way that it was great.
Yes.
The Sharknado movies are just bad. They're not so bad, they're good.
Yeah.
They're, my only guess is people, they are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That must be what people grab onto, yeah, and think they're great because of that.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Now, okay, think about this. Could it be we're in this weird television bubble now of everything's got to be cerebral. Yeah. You know, just everything that you, anything that's happened, you know, why did this? It's you know, with, from Breaking Bad and such, yeah, on, and Walking Dead, it's like, you know, why did this, you know, did, when Sharknado came out, did people like, you know what, I'm gonna turn my brain off and just enjoy something completely effing ridiculous?
That could be it. You might be absolutely right about that.
I just, you know, because it just looked horrible. You know?
It really just is.
Completely. Now, with you know, the shows on Sci-Fi, will they get, are they, have they been picked up for a second season?
I don't know.
I mean, I would assume, because Sci-Fi normally doesn't give up on a show.
No.
Early. They normally, no, you know, will like, we were able to give it a,
and that was my next point too, with Sci-Fi's programming. I said their movies bad, always have been. Their original shows are usually good.
Yeah.
You know, in varying degrees.
Yeah.
But their shows, their continuing shows, are usually good. I mean, yeah, you've got Stargate, which I know wasn't originally theirs,
was,
but
it Showtime?
Yeah, it was Showtime originally. I'm pretty sure.
That sounds, it does. I'm,
yeah, but then they made that, and then all the spinoffs were all their original programming.
How many spinoffs did they end up having?
Because
Stargate two, was originally.
Yeah,
then what,
two more.
What
there was Stargate
that?
Atlantis.
Okay.
And then Stargate Universe.
Which one was one? Didn't Tim Roth have, wasn't he in something?
Not Tim Roth.
Tim Roth and Jace.
No. It was Robert Carlyle.
Yeah, he's Tim, yeah, Roth and Jace.
Oh, okay. See, when you say Tim Roth and Jace, to me is Commissioner Gordon. Why can't I think of his name?
In the movies, or
in the movies.
Gary Oldman.
Yes,
Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: for someone to be a Jace, well, at that point, then Tim Roth is really Gary Oldman a Jace, because to be a Jace, you have to be, you're the substandard, because Gary Oldman is like a 10,
yeah,
Tim Roth's maybe a 7, yeah, on a good day, and Robert Carlyle, he's a 5, you know,
yeah,
and you take out the Once Upon a Time shit, he's a 3.5 on a, yeah, on a good day. But
that was Universe.
Okay.
Which was the most short-lived of the spinoffs.
Yeah, that didn't last for
two
long
seasons.
Yeah. Was it only supposed to go that long?
I don't think so. Mm. I think it's just, it wasn't getting the viewership that they had wanted. I liked it, but it was a lot darker than the other Stargates.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both just in its look,
yeah,
and its content, where, yeah, it was going. It was a darker show.
If that show were to have premiered now, under the new sci-fi-esque branding of, let's get back to sci-fi, would it be a success, or would it still be on?
I don't know, because it might just, or at least it might have had a better chance just because bringing Stargate back.
Yeah.
Even that way would be, it was sort of, it really was sort of the Voyager of the Stargate universe.
Oh, God.
Just in the fact that they were removed
from the
others and out, kind of lost and trying to find a way back.
Okay.
It wasn't as bad as Voyager. No, but it could be. It did, its concept was sort of Voyager-esque,
yeah,
in the fact that, okay, we've kind of gone past what we know about the Stargates,
yeah,
and don't know how to get back to our thing. We're exploring on our own now. We're,
so in essence, they're making stuff up and hoping people attach onto it.
Okay. Right.
Which, you know, don't get me wrong, Voyager, piece of monkey shit.
Yeah.
Worst ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when anyone wants to defend that show, you will be beaten, as you should, and you should accept your beating. You know, there's a line of, you know, going out of your comfort zone, but then still being good. And Voyager never did, obviously.
Right, right.
You know. All right, so let's move on to.
Oh, wait. Oh, one more point I wanted to make about sci-fi. Breaking it down to movies bad, most of their original programming good.
Yes.
Miniseries have been hit or miss. You know, they're not consistent with their miniseries. Like, some of them are great.
Like what
Lost Room?
What was your favorite miniseries?
Probably Lost Room. Did you ever
Peter Krause?
Yeah,
I never did see it, but I mean, I wanted to think of behind.
It was really good.
Okay.
Taken was really good.
What about didn't they do Tin Man?
Yes.
That was kind of yeah.
And, you know, most of their miniseries don't necessarily bad.
Yeah.
But they're good or eh.
Yeah.
Because they did Tin Man and I'm trying to remember what the other one. They did an Alice in Wonderland one. Might have just been Alice in Wonderland. But it was.
Was it called?
The same guy. I think it was the same
guy that did
producers
Tin Man,
that did and, Tin Man
yeah.
did that.
Was this called Alice or just called Wonderland?
Yeah.
It had some.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was something. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I mean, most of their miniseries, they're not bad.
Yeah.
They're just kind of either, hey, that was really good, yeah, or it was, eh.
I'm really wondering if about 2 years from now, have you seen the trailers for Star Trek and XR?
No.
I believe it's called an XR.
You told me about
I was telling you about that.
Yeah.
And it really feels like, you know, the trailer that, you know, you're not going to be able to make a movie out of it, but maybe you could pick up and watch a show. And
right.
I really do wonder if sci-fi wants to kick in, like, we are sci-fi, wouldn't picking up some sort of Star Trek franchise really
especially
do it?
A new one?
Yeah. Because, okay, you're not going to get Star Wars, and that would be dumb to do anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's really establishing Star Wars is strictly for movies.
Yeah. And especially since, you know, Disney owns Star Wars now.
Yeah.
If there were going to be a Star Wars TV show, it would be on ABC
yes.
or one of the ABC family. Or Disney or Disney XD or something like that.
Or whatever the easy way for them to make money.
Yeah. One of the ABC ones is going to get it.
Yeah. Somehow put a baseball into it and it's on SportsCenter.
yeah.
And whatnot. All right. Anything else on sci-fi?
Nope.
All right.
That's about it.
Let's go to FX.
All right.
All right. FX has been around. How long are we? I mean, we're in double digit years. Are we not? Or are we close
think
to it?
If we're not, we're really close. I want to say it's been at least a decade.
Because the premise of FX was, all right, here's programming that you wouldn't see on Fox, but you're going to see on FX. We're Fox Extreme. Because I want to say that was their premise originally with FX. The X
that
was Extreme.
Sounds right.
And, you know, they've mired through, but then they've had their selection of hits.
Yeah. They do the, for lack of a better word, alternative drama.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah.
And even the shows that I don't watch on FX, I'm sure that if I decided to watch, I would like.
Like, what are you, what have you
like The Americans.
I've heard great. I've heard really good things.
I have.
Because I honestly thought it was going to fail.
Yeah.
The Strain. I've not watched The Strain.
The Strain's really good. It just got renewed for a third season, too. Yeah. That has really been good.
But it feels like FX is, if you don't have pay, if you don't have HBO, watch FX.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's, you know, I really, you know, because the Shield was on that, right?
It was. That's another one. I never watched The Shield.
Shield's really, I watched the first, because Shield went, I think, 5 or 6 seasons. And
I think 6. It might have even gone 7.
I never saw the final season.
Okay.
I mean, I've read what happened and whatnot. But it was really good. I want to say FX was like their, I mean, The Shield was like FX's banner program. It
might have been.
It was. And
it's like their sort of flagship to set things off.
You know.
That sounds right.
Which they did, a flagship show.
Yeah.
Good on you. Damages, was that Glenn Close?
It was. I never watched
that. On FX originally, right? And then went to DirecTV for like 2 seasons.
Something like that.
You know, failed. I watched the first part of the first season. I was kind of bored with it. But it just feels like they want to go edgy.
Mm-hmm.
To the as far as they go.
Well, like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I think that might be my next FX show, but that might be the next Netflix. Completely all on Netflix and now?
Probably.
That might be something I actually need to pick up, because I mean I've not heard anyone say anything bad about it.
Such a good show.
But
that's pretty fucking edgy for network. It was just shy of having to be on something like HBO.
You know, and then they went. Then they did comedy with Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
And The League, which is if anyone's never seen The League, they started with the original premise of it's about guys playing fantasy football. So at that point, you're getting the guys. You're getting people that play fantasy football that watch this show. This is me you're talking about now. And then, but then, they, out of the show, there's just a small sprinkling of fantasy football, and the rest is just about casual shit that gets the rest of the audience, like you.
Exactly, because I don't even understand how fantasy football works. I don't really even understand what it is. But that show is hilarious.
You know, so, you know, they figured out, they figured out a great audience. And then Legit, you watched Legit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then FX decided, we're going to start a second network. I still have not understood that premise. You do not have enough programming to fill 20 hours a week of original programming, and then you start a new program. I have not understood. And then they moved The League.
Yep.
They moved Legit.
Yep.
They moved Always Sunny.
Yep. You're the Worst.
Well, you're
that started on FX.
No,
didn't
that started on FX, and the second season is going to be on FXX.
Yep.
Which, okay, their whole thing is like, okay, here, FXX, that's Fox Extreme.
And like, for the most part, seems to be comedy.
Yes.
So they should have called it FXC.
Yes. Why not? You know, that would have made perfect sense.
Yeah.
You know, just because
I
don't think any of their other original programming is not a comedy.
And even their re-airs of things are comedies.
So just do that. Don't FXX was a dumb title.
Yeah.
It was a dumb title. And then Legit canceled.
Yeah.
Because one, they didn't get as many viewers, and I was listening to a podcast, Jim Jefferies was on, I think Jay Moore, and he was talking about the showrunner had a major fight with FXX people, and they canceled the show because Jeffries kind of implied, I want to work with these guys again, but it's not going to be with the showrunner because he kind of was an ass and just screwed us over, you know, not meaning to, but it just happened.
Right.
But I, you know, FX, you know, in general, it's they do the edgy, they do it well. It's like, You're the Worst was such a surprisingly good hit.
I had very little expectations for that show. I was like, I'll watch it.
Yeah. But I don't even think I had any expectations for it. It's like, it's like, because do you remember seeing any promos for it?
I think I saw bumps, but not really promos. Yeah.
But and I don't even remember. I don't even think I've ever even saw the bumps. But I just knew, you know, You're the Worst is on them, and I see this girl who's cute as a eye of cash. She is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
She is.
She is just gorgeous. So I'm like, I'm gonna watch the show because she's in it.
Yep.
And then
she was in the newsroom, wasn't she? She was like a whistleblower for
Was she
for like the 99%?
The 99% thing. I think she had a small part.
Yeah.
But you know, so I mean, I'm watching that first episode, that pilot. It's rare when a pilot knocks it out of the park, and that pilot did.
Yep.
Because it was the funny part is that as the show progressed, it wasn't as good as the pilot. Yeah. It was still solid.
Yeah.
And near the end of the season, I felt like it dropped because they were getting along.
Yeah.
You know,
like they were
happy,
sort of turning into an actual couple.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't care now.
Rather than fuck buddies, which is, you know.
And you know, but that was such a surprise as shit. Now, Married, I have not watched. You have.
I really enjoy it. It's just, I mean, part of it's because I like Judy Greer, and I like Nat Faxon. And I can never remember the guy's name that's their friend who's in all, he shows up and stuff all the time. He was in Eagle Heart, which I don't know if you ever watched. That was an Adult Swim show with Chris Elliott. And
I saw a promo.
He's in another period too.
Oh, he was in a Matthew Perry NBC show.
Yes. Go On.
Go On. Yeah, Go On was a show. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I can never remember his name. He's one of those guys that eventually he's going to be the Stephen Tobolowsky of you don't know his name, but you know who he is.
Yep.
And he's not been around long enough for me to for that sink into his brain.
But yeah, I like him. He usually plays a really oddball character. Yeah. But I like him, and he's in it. And Paul Reiser, not a big part at all, but he's...
Who does he play?
He plays the husband of one of Nat Faxon's good friends.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember her name either. She's kind of hot in a Jewish kind of way.
I know she. I think most people know when you say hot in a Jewish kind of way, I think you know what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. You're picturing that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
But I've seen her in a couple of things. I just can't remember what else it is. But yeah, I enjoy it. It almost feels like it should have been. That's what I don't get. If your focus of FXX is comedy, why don't you just mostly do your comedies on that and stick to your, you know, edgier alternative dramas on FX, which you've always been strong at.
Yes. So, well, in terms of their hour-long edgy stuff. All right. You got American Horror Story.
Right, which is also good.
You've got your Americans.
Right.
Did The Bridge get picked back up?
It didn't.
Okay.
I really liked that show.
But type of show.
Yeah.
What else do they have?
That brings that another one that I don't watch, but I get the impression that if I watched it, I would like, it's just Tyrant.
But
I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
That's the Americans again. That's why almost why just the. The content just doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I watched it, I'd think, okay, well, that was really good. They did a great job, but I'm just not interested. Mm. There was another one they did that I felt the same way about. I can't remember what it was called. It was a few years back about a failing boxer.
Oh, yeah, wasn't the fighter. It was the something, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The actor, I've seen him and stuff. He has a bit part on Blue Bloods on CBS.
Okay. I haven't watched that.
But. Yeah, because he was a retired boxer.
Yeah, retired, or that, it was a, sort of a, from what I got from the promos, it was sort of a redemption story.
Yeah,
or
you know,
something.
He wasn't quite up.
Yeah.
Everything was all up, so he kind of punch drunk, but it never quite hit an audience.
But that was one that when it happened, I was like, I bet if I watched that, I'd think it was good, but I'm just not interested.
Yeah. So with Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Right.
Dennis Leary's new show, we're on episode 4 or 5 at this right now.
Yeah.
That's on FX.
Yeah.
That seems like that's an FXX show.
It really does. It seems like if they want to try, I mean, cross promoted as hell, promoted on FX all you want to.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to get people to watch FXX, that does seem like the sort of thing that you would put on there.
Yeah.
And it really, even though they're both comedies, it and Married just seems like an odd match.
It's a very
match.
Odd.
Yeah,
You're the Worst seems like a better pairing with Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But here's the thing. And then really when you think, in a weird way, Married pairs better with The League because, just from what you say about Married, it just, because it's still, it's still like a regular human-esque type of, you know, environment, you know, and whatnot. But but part of me wonders is that when they pitched it to Fox, they said, this is great. We should put on FXX. And Leary went, oh, hell to the no. I want people to watch it. But the funny part is that if they had said, but you're Dennis Leary, you know, people that watched from Rescue Me.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Good example.
It is like you're on FXX. We're gonna get viewers to go there.
Right.
You know, and it is like give us. You know, it's like let's do 1 year. You know, and at that point it's like do 1 year on FXX. If it doesn't do as well as you thought, then we'll move to FX.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But of course that's a show that I can't see them squeezing 6 years out of.
No, I could see. I can see 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
30 to 30, maybe 12 episodes is how FX normally works.
Yeah, I think so.
36
yeah.
episodes. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I can only see it going so far.
Yeah.
And that was one that I had mentioned to you that I wondered about Dennis Leary writing the songs.
Yeah.
Like, I halfway wondered, like, well, maybe Dennis Leary just wants to see if he can be a musician and comes up with an idea for a show where he's a musician so he can see if people like the music that he writes. And I wasn't sure about it, but I did read he does write the songs for that show.
Does he get any help, I wonder?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he probably does.
Yeah, I mean, melody-wise, you probably get something, an actual musician.
But yeah, I did read that he does pen the songs.
Huh.
So. And all those people, I knew Corbett actually played guitar.
Oh, really?
So I assume, and what's her name? The girl that plays her, his daughter, Gillies, something, Gillies?
I think she's
actually singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think all the people are actually...
Because, see, I don't know. But the drummer, Robert Kelly, he's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, he is.
But
did you watch this week's episode?
I have not watched this week's.
Okay. He actually does a drum song.
Oh, okay.
He calls, and he's actually playing. So
okay.
I think he might actually be a drummer.
Because it's one of those... That's the type of... Because here's the thing. Robert Kelly is not this, you know, this great name you can... Like, we must get Robert Kelly. So they probably was like, your goal... You have to be able to play whatever instrument. So I'm more inclined to believe that.
So, yeah. So I think they all play the songs, too.
Hmm.
I'm not absolutely positive of that, but I think they do.
Because it was funny. It was the last week's episode when they were, like, playing in Iceland, Finland, or Belgium. That was the first time, like, I really hated John Corbett's
Norway?
Character.
Was it Norway?
Some,
I don't remember.
Some,
anyways, yeah.
Some European type of country. But it's like, I did not like John Corbett. That was like, it really is like, maybe you're the asshole of the group.
Maybe. That, you know. Which is odd, because, like I said, I mean, Corbett always plays, even when he's playing a loser or, you know, a deadbeat, he's always likable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in Parenthood, when he's playing the deadbeat dad, you know, yeah. You're still like, you still like I him. Like him.
Yeah. I still hate the fact they cut him out of the finale. Yeah. Did you see that? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You know, that was a horseshit move, NBC. You know, it's like, you give the show an extra few minutes of airtime. It's the series finale.
Yeah.
You know? Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Anything else on FX?
No, I think we've covered everything on FX.
All right. Another network.
Comedy Central.
I was literally going to think of
Comedy Central. Did you watch the Jon Stewart?
I still haven't watched it. I kind of don't want to, just that, because I know it's an end. It's a weird Comedy Central. Here's the problem that there, unfortunately, that just happened, is that Colbert's done.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. I was lukewarm. I like Colbert, but it's,
I mean, I would watch it, but not with any regularity whatsoever. Yeah.
If I turn the TV on and it's on,
yeah,
I'll watch it. I don't care about the end of his interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Because Colbert, the one thing that Stewart stopped doing is that if he brought on a serious guest, Colbert was still trying to make it a joke.
Right.
Stewart brings him on to say, like, all right, let's get to the, you know,
right,
real world type stuff. But all right, so you lost Colbert, you lost Stewart, you don't have John Oliver because he's now on HBO.
Yeah.
Knocking it the fuck out the park.
He's doing a great job.
Almost every damn time. All right. Key and Peele are not coming back.
Nope, this is their last season.
What is Comedy Central to hang their hat on? Because I feel like they're clawing, because here's the thing, Trevor Noah, that show's gonna bomb. Daily Show, so. And yeah. Are they gonna call it just the Daily Show? Are they gonna call it the Daily Show with Trevor Noah?
I don't know.
Look, the first week will have great ratings.
Yeah,
and then,
yep,
because it's not gonna be the same. And
no, you know, it really won't.
They I've always said this: don't be the guy that replaces the guy.
Yeah.
You're doomed, Trevor Noah. And here's the thing. Did Comedy Central know this from the beginning? They knew that no matter who you put in there, the only person you honestly could have put there would have been John Oliver.
Yeah. Or if they hadn't lost Colbert, and if he hadn't spun off his own thing and done the Colbert Report, if they had kept him as a correspondent.
Yes.
But yeah, really, those are the only two I think that could have done it.
Yeah, because I mean,
and kept it going, and had the same feel.
Yeah, because have you watched any of the Nightly Show?
A couple of times.
It's I like it. I don't love it. It's not bad, but they're trying to get a different audience.
Yeah,
They're going after, you know, they're going after the black audience.
Yeah.
You know, or the guilty white people.
Right.
You know, and they do a decent job. I mean, he's not great. He's getting better. I still think they haven't quite figured out what their show is in terms of what they're going for, but it's not bad. But the shows that are the ones making them, it's like if they had not, because I think they re-signed with Parker and Stone for like 3 more years of South Park.
I mean, South Park may never end.
You know, it God, talking about Simpsons adjacent.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's easy to do. It probably takes them 3 hours to do a damn episode at best. And they can knock
it
out.
They usually don't start even working on the next episode, I read, till like 6 days before it hits air.
Which, why not? I mean, it's just the animation's cheap, probably easy to do. You can probably get it on a laptop to do. And then it's just, let's just write some stuff that's funny. But what's left for them to hang their... What's left for them to do?
Because, I mean, Inside Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
But if Trainwreck or anything makes her...
It's done well. Yeah. I mean, it's made... She maybe one more year.
Yeah.
Maybe one more.
Because, I mean, I get the impression she really enjoys doing the show and what her and her sister do, a lot of the writing and all that. And, you know. But it gets to be one of those things, like, if she gets to be big enough, can they still afford to...
Yeah. You know, but, and she's one of those people. Here's the thing. I don't think there's a loyalty bone in her body. You know, it's just she knows, like, she needs to, you know, her job is to make a career, make some money, be funny, do all this. You know, if she gets more movie opportunities, you know, but here's the thing. Movies, I mean, it takes forever. Because what's funny is that, because you haven't seen Trainwreck, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay, you know, I haven't. The fact that it's, you know, they're showing real life stuff, like stuff with LeBron and showing NBA and stuff. The game they're showing, some of the players on the other team haven't been on the team in 2 damn years. So that shit was shot 2 damn years ago.
Right.
And so, you know, so it's just one of those, she potentially could do this show constantly because she needs a constant paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do 6 episodes a season, go do some movies and whatnot. You know, good honor for her, because I dig her. You know,
yeah, I do too.
You know, I find her completely hot.
Yep. And she is funny as hell.
She's funny. She's not a great stand-up.
No.
I've seen,
but her skit comedy is pretty good.
Her writing is solid as hell.
But yeah, her stand-up that I've seen, it's like,
It's okay. I mean,
it's not bad, but...
It's...
But like the inside, the 12 Angry Men inside Amy Schumer episode, that was great.
Yeah, she got an Emmy nod for that. I think writing I think she directed that spot, so then she got a nod for it. Paul Giamatti got a Emmy nod for that bit. It's like, that was, I mean, that was the best episode of that season. I mean, just they're bar none, which was brilliant. And I really do wonder that, you know, people had never saw the original movie or what they thought about it, but clearly someone liked it because it got, you know, the Emmy nod. You know, I don't know where they go. It almost feels like they have to look back. And because I really did not expect, I don't think, if I'm a Comedy Central exec, I thought Key and Peele was going to be done after this year.
Yeah. Because there are other stuff. I mean, like that Another Period. I don't think you've watched any of that.
I've seen a little here. I've seen a little bit of a few episodes, but
it's
nothing.
Really strange.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it, but I don't see that being a long lasting thing.
No.
I don't know if Drunk History coming back?
I think so.
Okay, I hope so. That could go on for a while,
potentially,
because it's, you know, you got all of history to talk about.
it's just a matter of, I mean, because David Waters?
That sounds right, yeah.
I mean, I know he's like the main guy.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, is it a show that's completely relying on him to do a lot of this, or is it we can get any guy, you know, we get any person that likes to get drunk.
Yeah,
and have them do it, you know, with people.
Yeah,
You know, at midnight.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I enjoy it. I don't watch it that often, but I enjoy it. But
it's, you know, there are a few points that are, but it's like, Hardwick is, Hardwick. I got a bullshit meter that goes up to a bench that Hardwick fills up, because I have no doubt he has this ego on him of like, I'm the pop culture guy that you should all follow because I get to host The Walking Dead. Fuck you, Chris Hardwick, because I don't watch The Walking Dead because I don't care. I watch The Walking Dead. I don't watch Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm not into insights for just do what you do, man. It's, you know.
See, I mean, I enjoy The Talking Dead, but I enjoy it more for what the guests have to say than Hardwood, you know.
I think I've maybe watched 30 minutes of an episode. Mm-hmm. But I won't say disdain for Hardwick kicked in, but when it was really like at its highest is that right before Doctor Who started with Peter.
Oh yeah. Capaldi.
Just that with him and Will Wheaton. Just their little episode. I'm like,
they just both had this arrogance of like, we get to do this, like, yeah, whatever. Just, if they'd have gotten you, they'd have gotten two other people, or they'd have gotten one other person. You just happened to,
yeah,
you just happened to be the right person at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, look, you know, you're playing for all it's worth, so I'm not going to, you know, touch for that, but don't think you're all,
yeah,
you know.
So you say, Will Wheaton, I get hit or miss. Like, sometimes I feel that way about him. Like, he just feels entitled to, yeah, geek glory.
Yes.
At other times, you feel like, oh, he's really not like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's like up and down with, yep, him. It's like, sometimes like, oh, fuck you, Will Wheaton.
Yep.
And other times like, oh, I love you, Will Wheaton.
Yep. Sometimes your fans are like Sheldon.
Yep.
I'm a mortal enemy.
Yep.
And then, look, I will give Comedy Central credit, and they keep trying new things, like that show with Hannibal Buress.
I haven't watched that yet, but
I haven't caught a full episode. I don't dislike Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I feel like what's another show that they've kind of tried out? Because for a long time, you know, they had Reno 911.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had that for a long time. Yeah. And then Viva Variety.
Yeah.
And, you know, anything that was the state adjacent and whatnot. But, you know, they're going to struggle. And then what's really going to suck for them is that when, you know, next year in early summer, when the presidential debates kick in,
oh, yeah,
and it's, I don't think Noah's got it in him to do,
yeah,
you know, because that's what people are going to want.
Yep,
you know,
yep, they're gonna throw money John Stewart's way to, yeah, get him to come back just for the election.
Yeah,
because every 4 years they're gonna try to bring him back.
Yeah. But the funny part is, he said one of the reasons he was leaving is that the elections, he was just tired of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can't say as I blame him.
No, no.
You know.
Elections are not fun.
No. You know.
TV.
Yeah. God. Ugh. Anything else on Comedy Central?
I can't think of anything else.
All right, any other networks you want to hit up of their branding?
Just as a thing with HBO and Sesame Street.
Yes. Why?
I don't know. The one article I read, which was very brief, said apparently, I mean, HBO has decided to make a push towards more children-friendly stuff. I'm like, but why? Like, they've got a family. Don't they have an HBO family, yeah, or something?
Yeah.
Okay. For HBO family, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But just regular old HBO, which, from my understanding, is what Sesame Street will be on.
Yeah.
Not HBO Family.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll air it, but it's HBO. Like
their new episodes, yeah, would air on the mothership.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand, I mean, like, economically, you're like, all right, let's get this audience that we potentially don't have, but right, chances are, if, okay, you're targeting parents that have children.
Right.
Chances are, those parents watch Game of Thrones.
True.
They might not watch True Detective. They might not watch Ballers or The Brink. But they freaking watch Game of Thrones because people love that show.
Yep.
They're going to see within that first year of whether or not this was a smart business decision.
It's a 5-year deal, I think, from what I read. So for the next 5 years, they're doing it, and they're producing, if I think I read this in that article, was they're producing about twice as many episodes as PBS was, too.
Well, how many episodes did PBS
produce? I don't know.
Was it 5 episodes a week?
I don't know. And how many weeks of the year?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I want to say what I read was they're producing twice as many episodes, and in the re-airing on PBS,
which
is a 9-month gap.
That's an odd... Why 9 months?
It really is. But what I read, too, that those extra episodes were not costing PBS any more money.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, say, hey, we get to air this many episodes for this much money.
It's yeah.
like, okay, we pay this for all the episodes, mm. even though you're making twice as many of them yeah. as we did. We're paying. There was no extra money for the extra yeah. episodes. But so, for PBS, it makes sense because, yeah. oh, hey, HBO's making it. We're just paying to re-air it now.
Yeah. But I mean, like, financially, what does HBO have to gain? Because I just don't think they're going to get that, you know, like Netflix was like, people will sign up because they want to watch this show.
Right.
You know, where it's, I don't think they're going to get that with Sesame Street because here's
like a good example of that. People are going to sign up the hell out of Amazon Prime for Top Gear or whatever. I mean, and obviously yeah. not Top Gear, but their show.
Yeah. Is it not being called Top Gear?
Well, it can't. BBC owns Top Gear.
Oh, okay.
So BBC is going to continue making Top Gear without them.
But
it's right. going to fail miserably.
Okay, so is this Amazon show going to be with the original three guys? Those three guys.
Yep, those three. The you know James, Richard, and Jeremy.
And which is the one that left?
Jeremy.
Jeremy left. That's he was like.
Well, Jeremy's the one that more or less got fired for okay. punching a producer.
Okay.
The other two decided to leave because they're friends
yeah.
and they like working together yeah. and they came up with the idea I think to do something with something else.
What do you,
even though BBC offered them something like $4 million
really?
To stay.
Holy shit.
And they said, "No, we're working on something with Jeremy."
Huh.
And everybody thought it was Netflix. That's what all the rumors were it's going to be a Netflix show. Yeah. There were even rumors about the name of the show being House of Cars, playing off the House of Cards, which was kind of brilliant,
it would have been.
And then the announcement came that it's Amazon Prime, and I think everybody was like, what?
Oh, man.
I don't know how much money Amazon Prime spent on that, it had to be a giant pile of money.
Throw it at them. Because, look, I've never watched Top Gear.
Right.
I know all you people that have. I've heard y'all talk about it ad nauseum. McLaren. It's a McLaren. It's a McLaren, whatever the fuck a McLaren is. But I keep hearing you people talk about that. But the funny part is that, I mean, Amazon's not cheap.
No. But you actually, if you think about it, it's not really any more expensive than Netflix,
But it's
you have to pay it all at once.
You've
got to pay for a year at a time yeah. rather than yeah. a month at a time.
You know, but for people like, you know, like our boss,
yeah.
he's a huge Top Gear fan.
Yeah.
He would have easily thrown down the $9 a month to watch the Top Gear, and then as soon as that season's over,
yep.
cancel,
yep.
start back up. But he does not want to pay $99
nope.
because it doesn't give him anything else. And that's yeah. that's what I do wonder. Will it as be, you know?
I don't know. But consider this. Top Gear was the most watched information-based show in the world.
Really?
Averaging 350 million viewers a week or more.
That's a damn.
I was surprised by that when I read that after, because I was like, holy shit, that's a lot of people. But yeah, worldwide,
mm-hmm.
350 million viewers a week.
Well, good on them.
Yeah.
You know, and look, if it works for Amazon, you know, don't get me wrong, I would have loved for it to have been on Netflix. Because I own a lot of Netflix stock, and that would have helped my pocket, you know.
But yeah, that's
hell. That would have made you have to sign up for Netflix. That would have made you get Netflix.
Which I'm going to have to do it anyways, just because of all the damn Marvel shows coming out. And I'm actually curious about that Sense8 show too, the Wachowski siblings.
Wade's watched it. He said it's pretty decent.
It got picked up for another season.
Oh, it did?
I read that the other day. So it looked interesting.
Yeah.
And like I said, all the Marvel stuff, at some point, I'm just going to have to bite down on Netflix, too.
Because, I mean, they have, right now, they just had Daredevil. I don't know when the other
The January Jones is coming out soon, I think.
Yeah.
And then they've got what?
Black Panther or Panther?
No. Iron Fist.
That's Luke Black Cage. Guy. Luke Cage. That's yeah. The, yeah.
And then there's one more. Isn't it four?
Yeah, there's four.
I can't remember what the other one is. But,
hell, I still haven't finished Daredevil. Yeah. It's like, I got, because there are times I could watch it, but I felt it feels like a show I really want to watch on a big TV.
Right.
Not
right.
on a tablet.
Right. Yep.
It's one of the, you know, that's a weird. Yep. There's no logical reason for it. It's just one of those things.
I imagine it would be something I would prefer to watch. That's why if I get Netflix and I watch it, I will probably watch it through the Netflix app on my PS3 so I can watch it on my big TV.
Exactly. That's the way you should watch it.
I got no problem watching stuff on my tablet when I'm at the gym and everything, yeah. But that seems like one I would rather.
Yeah. And when you can devote your attention
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Because I have found, like, most of the stuff I watch on my tablet is rewatching shows.
Yeah.
Not, with the exception of Grimm, I did catch up on the first three seasons of Grimm yeah. on my tablet before the fourth one started.
Yeah.
But
you're completely caught up now,
right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. But mostly I've found using Amazon Prime, which I have.
More to Prime.
I find myself usually rewatching shows
really?
Rather than watching new shows. Hmm. Not absolutely, just mostly.
Do you watch any of Alpha House?
No, that's one. That I keep wanting to watch. I watched a little bit of Betas. It was okay.
What was that about?
Betas was the software people, the beta. They were all like beta testers or something. That new one I've seen promos for, I think it's called Catastrophe, which is a new comedy. Mm. That actually looks pretty funny. Mm. And there's one I keep meaning to watch. I think they may have only done a pilot. I don't know if it got picked up, but I keep meaning to even watch the pilot. It's based on a Philip K. Dick story, and it's called The Man in the High Castle. Mm. The premise of the show is basically it's alternate history. What if the Nazis had won?
Huh. No, okay.
So
there's a book that I started to read eons ago. I think Richard Dreyfuss was a co-author. Mm. But it was called The Two Georges, and the premise was that the British won the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
You know. Good. Now if I feel like that for Amazon, this is their big shot at Netflix. This is their one. They get one chance, yep. And if it fails, they don't get a second shot.
No.
But if it succeeds, then it's in many ways it's almost gonna be like a new TV war of, you know, shows competing. Oh, like, you know, yeah.
I imagine it will.
Because you know, I watched a couple episodes of Community on Yahoo. I haven't watched any more. I know, but just it's. That should have went to a legit. Yahoo is not a no. is not a stream is not Netflix or Prime or Hulu. No. It's not. It never should have been there. Yeah,
those are the three. Like I said, I mean, I would say Prime is probably Netflix's biggest competitor.
Yeah,
but Hulu, I wouldn't say Hulu's way behind
yeah.
necessarily, but I would say Prime's probably.
It's kind of one of those that Netflix. Their whole thing is original programming. Hulu's big spiel is programming that just aired the night before.
Right. And they're just starting to do some original
with the
stuff.
Mindy Project yeah. and whatnot. And Prime is more, it's kind of like old stuff, here's some new stuff now.
Yeah, they've
too.
Been doing, I think this is what, their third year of trying to, of doing some original yeah. programming.
So, I mean, they have a better shot at original programming to take out Netflix.
Right.
I don't know what Hulu's done to be able to kind of lock in the, you know, the night before programming. Good on them for
yeah,
it. You know,
yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah. And if that if I were to try to, you know, if I decided I wanted to cut the cable.
Yeah.
I would definitely go Hulu because.
Yeah.
Cause you know, it's, that's your really, for that, that's your best option.
It is.
It is. Your only option, really.
It is.
Unless
yeah.
you want to wait till the season's over.
Yeah.
And then wait months after the season's over for it to show up on Prime or Netflix.
You know, and then like with a lot of like, say, your major networks, your apps and stuff, it's like you can watch a few episodes before then they're put in like lockdown and whatnot. And then you have to say, I'm a subscriber, blah, 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 and all that bullshit.
And some of them, though, if you're a subscriber, you can watch the next day. And if you're not, you've got to wait like a week or 8 days.
Yeah. Which, you know, Fox was really big on that, like during like the House days of like waiting 8 days if you weren't a, you know, couldn't prove you owned.
Like, which, like, I'm sorry, you're a broadcast network. Yeah. You're free over the air.
Yes. And honestly, you have better shot of making of advertisers because you can't block the commercials.
Yeah. I know.
You know, because honestly, you're a better option than DVRs now because all we have to do is hit the button four times.
And I've got a cable provider means I've got a DVR probably, which means I don't have to watch your damn commercials.
Yeah. So you're better off saying, you can go to our network, but you've got to watch the commercials.
Yep.
Which is the way original broadcast TV.
Exactly.
That's how it survived.
Exactly. You know?
And I do not understand why they don't try to embrace that more.
Yeah. I don't either. But hey, whatever. That's other people making those decisions.
Yes, we're making a lot more money than we are doing.
Yep,
this. Yep. Anything else on this?
Nope.
All right, I'm good too.
All right.
So there you have it, folks. I think you know we kind of hit a few networks, talked about its core values. Any comments, questions, or feedback? Feel free to hit me up. Shoot me off an email at BigWillyCastle@gmail.com. That's Willy with a Y. A little couple housekeeping notes. Previous episode, which was a while back, and yes, I do know it was a while back, talked about shows that people aren't watching. Big T from Texas sent me a message saying Bloodlines, a show on Netflix starring Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights of fame. He's a big fan of that show. So, you know, anyone listening, give it a shot. So, until next time, stay well, everybody. And again, once again, thank you, Philo Farnsworth.